Public hearing pertaining to channel well.
I'm sure you realize these two regulations are really intertwined. By way of background, conch pot fishermen depend on horseshoe crabs as their primary bait. In recent years, the majority of the coastwide harvest of horseshoe crabs has been used as bait by the conch pot fishery. To meet the bait demand of the Virginia conch pot fishermen, large numbers of horseshoe crabs, some estimates suggest over a million or more, were purchased from out-of-state sources prior to the establishment of the Kaplan landings and then the individual quotas that were adopted in the year 2000. Because of the Kaplan landings, industry feared that there was a shortage of horseshoe crab for bait would result and adversely affect the Virginia conch pot fishery. The Virginia conch pot fishery initiated a study, which was led by Robert Fisher at VIMS, a Marine Advisory Services, that concluded that half as much horseshoe crab for bait would produce the same catch of conch if the bait was placed inside a bait bag. Following that, the conch industry requested that the commission adopt regulations restricting the use of horseshoe crab as bait to no more than one half of a female crab or two halves of a male crab, and additionally mandate the use of a bait bag. The second topic for your consideration is the reporting of harvest of channeled whelk. According to industry, the majority of channeled whelk landed in Virginia is harvested in federal waters. Reported landings, including those from outside Virginia waters by fishermen, when compared to industry records, the crabs that they buy suggest a significant underreporting by the fishermen. So the two separate issues, the first, the bait bag, and the restriction on limiting the amount of horseshoe crab that could be placed in any one conch pot became an issue when a conch pot fisherman challenged the regulation in court. That was actually heard in October, but he appealed, and the Northampton County Court of Appeals ruled that our definition of a bait bag was too vague and therefore unenforceable. Further, the judge concluded that there was no difference between two halves of a male crab and a whole male crab. The court's ruling effectively makes subsection B and D of 4 of Act 20-890-40 unenforceable. Initially, staff believed there was no longer a desire by industry to limit the amount of horseshoe crab a fisherman could use to bait each pot. But during last month's request for public hearing, Associate Commission member Fox raised concern whether the pot fishermen would self-regulate themselves. At that time, staff believed that the high cost of bait and the past success with using less bait would preclude fishermen from increasing their bait use. Since the March meeting, we've heard from industry, and they support maintaining the current bait per pot, and that's a position that staff supports. Staff proposes the following modification to subsection D of 4 of Act 20-890-40, located on page 4 or 5 in the draft regulation. It shall be unlawful for any person to place, set, fish, or attempt to place, set, fish, any conch pot that exclusively contains more than either one half of a female horseshoe crab or one male horseshoe crab in whole or in parts. There were some brain cells that were burned to finally arrive at that, and it's still not totally covered, comfortable with, but we know where we want to go, but it's just hard to get there.
Okay. Any questions, Lewis?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry.
A little bit more. Staff believes requiring the fishermen to use a bait bag remains a very useful tool to conserve the amount of horseshoe crab used by conch pot fishermen. Industry supports this position. Staff recommends maintaining subsection B of 4VAC 20-890-40 as written. It's on page 4 of 6 and not underlined. However, staff requests adding to the definition of a bait bag as found in section 4VAC 20-890-20, page 1 of 6 in the draft regulation, as follows. Bait bag means a bag, box, or other container with mesh, slats, or other types of openings no greater than 3/8 of an inch in one dimension, either width or length, which is designed for the purposes of containing the bait within the conch pot. The second issue involves the accuracy of reported conch landings and potential impacts to Virginia commercial fishing industry. Reporting of conch pot landings by harvesters has been chronically poor. I refer you to Table 1 in the evaluation, which lists total reported landings. The processing industry, and they're the ones that buy channeled whelk from the harvesters, insist these landings are but a fraction of the total of their purchases. Table 1B lists the amount of channeled whelk captured through the buyer audit, but not initially reported through the mandatory reporting. Subsequently, they were sent a letter just kind of, as Stephanie says, prodding them to go ahead and report. And so most of those landings were then submitted through mandatory reporting late, but it's only the audit process that catches it. There's roughly 400 seafood buyers' licenses out there. Only 177 of them are place of business licenses. Those get audited on a pretty regular basis. But if I audit in June, I don't get what they did later in the year. So it's just part of the year. Additionally, there's over 200 licenses that are held by boat or truck, and because of their schedule and some trying to catch up with them, they're almost never audited. So from that, we assume that that's a portion of what's not being reported. Table 2 further illustrates the depth of the reporting problem. The harvest figures should be identical. There are two sets of data. One is collected through mandatory reporting, which has the minimum data elements. The other is one that fisheries management collects with additional biological information. Again, the two numbers should be identical. They're not. Impacts to the commercial fishery from such poor data, you end up with a poor calculation of potential economic impacts. It's detrimental to the development of valid management measures for conch, and poor data also impacts fishery management measures for other species. For the conch pot fishery, some measures regarding horseshoe crab management were enacted based upon inaccurate economic picture of Virginia's conch pot fishery. To improve the reporting of all landings of conch, staff requests adding section 4VAC 20-890-45, which is page 5 of 6 in the draft regulation, which establishes a channeled whelk buying permit. Staff request establishment for the reporting requirements, and that is contained in subsection B of 4VAC 20-890-45, located on the same page of the draft regulation. We realize that this isn't a quota-managed fishery, as the horseshoe crab is, so what we're requesting is only the reports be submitted once a year to ease the burden on the buyers. And other than that, we would still collect the minimum data elements required by ACCSP, location of harvest, pounds, bag, date, by month, but submitted yearly. The final issue regarding channeled whelk was raised during last month's public comment period by Mr. Tommy Eskridge. Mr. Eskridge requested the 60-bushel limit of channeled whelk, And that is in section 4, VAC 20-890-35, page 4 of 5, be applied per licensed fisherman, but allow a maximum vessel limit of 120 bushels. His rationale was that it would increase efficiency and save fuel. Staff believes the request merits your strong consideration as it would promote greater efficiency, but we do have concerns regarding increased effort. Conch potters in federal waters are not limited in the amount of gear or in the number of people. New entrants could fish in federal waters. They could fish unlimited amount of gear. There are no federal restrictions to them. The only thing that applies to them currently would be the 60 bushel limit that we have in effect. For that reason, we feel that it's imperative that you tie the increase in the bushel limit to a Virginia conch pot license. We also suggest you might want to consider the use of agents, whether or not you want to allow it. That's an issue in the blue crab fishery right now, where you've got a license that's not being used, and someone would turn it over to, say, a mate on board an existing conch pot boat, and suddenly his limit would be 120 bushels. At a minimum, staff recommends the following language to 4 VAC 20-890-35, which is on page 4 of 6 of the draft regulation, as a means to limit the increase in fishing effort. The possession and landing limits for channeled whelk shall be 60 bushels per licensed conch pot fisherman on board the vessel, but shall not exceed 120 bushels per vessel. Only one conch pot license per person shall be used to calculate the vessel limit. Any questions?
Any questions, Lewis? Thank you, Lewis. This is a public hearing. Anyone like to comment on this specific subject?
How are you doing today?
Okay.
Good.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. But I just wanted to say that, well, you know me. I'm Tommy Eskridge, and I am, I guess I just want to say that I agree with staff on the amendment.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Any further comment? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Troy Hanley. I'm a conch pot about 6 months out of the year. Sometimes, some weeks, we don't get but one day, and then another front comes, you know. And if we could stay out there a little while and work like we should, you know, at least we can make a little week's work. But it's a lot of days. We didn't work but like 50 days in 5 months. It's just the weather's so bad. You don't get the opportunity to work. It would let us, you know, get a chance to make some of the days we can go.
Understood.
All right.
It's been blowing. Yes, sir. Yes.
Chris Ledford from Lynn Haven, Virginia Beach area. I also want to speak in support for the staff proposal and just echo the comments you just made about the days a week as far as getting out to work the gear, and this would definitely provide some relief for some of the fishermen down there. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Okay. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Bowden.
Hi. I believe staff has done a good job. I believe most of the fishermen believe staff has done a good job in addressing all the issues. And when the chair is prepared to have a motion, I'll be prepared to make one.
I think that would be now.
Yeah. I second his.
He had his hand up. He wanted to talk first. You do know?
Any comments before this?
No.
Okay.
Well, I would move that we accept staff recommendation on all three issues pertained in this conch regulation.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And I think the record should reflect Mr. Robbins is abstaining from this vote. Thank you. Next item on the agenda, proposed regulation for sheep's head, establish 4-fish recreational fishing possession limit and 500-pound commercial fishing possession limit. Mr. Grist.
Good evening.
It is.
You didn't have to
be late.
It certainly is. Okay, and I have the pleasure of the next two items. Okay, February 27th, FMAC meeting, there was a proposal for conservation measures for the sheep's head fishery. Just as an update, we currently have no harvest regulations here in Virginia. Regulations along the South Atlantic do vary. The South Atlantic Council in North Carolina have a 20 fish per person per day limit in aggregate with 17 other species. South Carolina has a 20 fish per person per day in aggregate with 63 other species. Now, these groupings are based on the snapper grouper complex in some degree in the South Atlantic, which will come up more in the next item. Georgia, 15 fish per day with a 10-inch fork length, and Florida, 15 fish per day with a 12-inch total length minimum size. The commercial and recreational landings since 1994 have varied, and they are noticeably low. Commercial has ranged from anywhere from 540 pounds back in 94 to about 9,800 in 2003.